caught in the act. A foreign vessel found stealing crude oil deep inside the creeks of the Niger Delta. Within 2 days, officials decided its fate. Vessels like this, worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, can end up in flames. Officials hope this will send a strong message to oil thieves.
Security situation is not good. I am the first to tell you it's not good at all, because there is a lot of theft, but it is also not beyond us.
Setting such vessels on fire is a rare act. Most are confiscated and later released. Methods of stealing Nigeria's crude oil are becoming increasingly sophisticated, and security operatives are struggling to keep up. In the past 3 months, officials have made significant discoveries. Major crude export pipelines have been illegally tapped. These two pipelines were found running a distance of 4 kilometers into the Atlantic Ocean. Thieves have used them to steal oil and load it onto supertankers. A parliamentary investigation found Nigeria lost more than $2 billion in the first half of 2022. 500,000 barrels were stolen daily during that time in small and large-scale operations, both on and offshore. Officials here say that money could have addressed Nigeria's growing budget deficit and widespread poverty. Nigeria has lost so much oil that the country has lost its position as Africa's biggest producer. Analysts say the looting of Nigeria's oil is being carried out by rogue security operatives, officials and local communities working together.
Because of failure of leadership, corruption issues within the system, and the issue of punishment that is not exerted on those who participate in oil theft.
The loss of oil revenue has forced the government to take on more borrowing to finance its needs.
And that is dangerous to the entire country, the investment climate in Nigeria, and the viability of our government. It's consistently going to weaken the government's ability to perform.
Nigeria has contracted local security agencies to secure pipelines and revamped a task force to tackle oil theft. But many analysts say it can only be stopped by tackling corruption and effectively managing the production and supply of oil. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, the Niger Delta.